Before we get to today's News AF, I want to take a moment and thank a sponsor, and those are friends over at FanDuel. Fantasy football fans, the wait is nearly over because football is back this weekend, kicking off Thursday night, which means FanDuel is back too. Fantasy football for everyday fans. They've got new contests starting every week. No more busted seasons when your favorite players get injured, or if you have no good players on your actual team that you root for, like the Jets. This will give you something to root for every week. Something for everybody. Lots of contests to choose from, starting at just $1. Pick a contest, choose your team, and watch the score in real time. FanDuel is going to add some juice to every single NFL game, even the ones with the Jets, believe it or not. And over 2.5 million players have won a cash prize playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. So sign up today. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the promo code ROBPOD. New users get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million with over $1 million in cash prizes when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com and sign up with promo code ROBPOD. That's R-O-B-P-O-D. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code ROBPOD. Void where prohibited. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino back here in the studio for another round of the week's most interesting news for the first week of September 2017 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Here we are back for another regular edition of News AF. AF after our big live edition at the RehabCon. Some of us still licking our wounds. Tyson, you ate one of the hottest peppers around at the RehabCon. How are you holding up, Tyson?
No problem at all. I don't regret my decision. I ate mostly seeds. And
And back with us as well, a man who ate a less hot pepper at the RehabCon. Please welcome Danny Bryce in the Eye in the Sky.
As far as I know, the pepper is still deep inside of me.
How deep?
So deep. Put my butt to sleep.
Yes. Well, neither of you ever answered, did you only burn once or twice?
That's what I'm saying. As far as I know, I burned once. I'm still waiting for the second.
I only burned once as well.
Yes. So the rumors are not true.
We need to find Jason and ask him if he burned twice.
Yes, Jason was the listener who also took a bite of the scorpion pepper, which was brought to us at RehabCon.
Correct.
Yes.
We actually Jason's theory is that him and I actually got the ghost pepper, because ours was really like, I took a nibble. It was almost nothing. So I took a bigger chunk off and still it was not that bad. So Jason's theory is that Danny, unbeknownst to him and everyone else, actually might have gotten the scorpion pepper, the hotter of the two peppers.
Yes. Okay. Danny, what do you think of that?
Well, it really doesn't matter what I bit into. The truth is I had way more seeds than both Tyson and Jason. And I think I think if you had looked at the size of the bite, I really did more than just the tip. I was,
All the seat count. John in the chat here on our Facebook Live says, looks like the pepper helped Danny with his massive weight loss. Danny, have you experienced even more weight loss since the RehabCon?
I mean, maybe that's what's taking place. Is there's an inferno going on in my lower intestines all the way to my stomach, and it's just burning through all of the Mountain Dew and donuts I consume.
Okay. Yeah.
And all the pork ribs and stuff and Slim Jims that are lining your intestinal walls, just burning that off.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. After years and years of buildup, this is the cleaning. Yeah. This is the purge.
Danny, did you have any thoughts on the RehabCon in general?
Oh, I loved it. It was way better than I expected. I don't know what I expected, but it met and then exceeded my expectations. Everybody was awesome. It was a ton of fun. I really liked the Family Feud.
Yes.
Although I realized I should have maybe looked up how to play Family Feud.
I was surprised that so many people seem to not know how to play Family Feud.
Yeah, I've seen
I knew the
clips.
Gist of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But never the
I know
thing.
The gist of it where whoever goes first, then I forgot the second person also gets a crack at answering the question. And then I know that you run back to your group and are like, should we play? Should we play? Should we play? We're going to play. We're going to play. We're going to play. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, for next time.
Yeah, for next time, we'll get it.
All right. Well, let's get into some of our top stories here for the first week of September. And I feel like that this is something that we've been delving into over these last couple of months. But a big story about how in Silicon Valley, some of these top executives are beginning to start to use a medical procedure called a parabiosis, Tyson?
I think parabiosis.
Parabiosis, where they are getting blood plasma transfusions from younger people. So yeah. Some of these top executives are beginning to get these blood plasma transfusions in order to stay youthful forever. Now, is this the same as blood doping, Danny?
Well, first of all, Peter Thiel is a big backer of this, and that's yes. No surprise. I would say it's more like he's a big Republican tech guy. And the one thing I would say about this when I very first read about it is that it has a very vampirish feel to
yes.
it. Right. But everybody wins. You know, young, poor college students can come in and donate their blood to the older, rich guys.
Their plasma.
Their plasma, whatever it is. And so they can suck up all those young proteins and get their virility and strength back.
Yeah. Stephanie is saying that there is a Blood Boy storyline on Silicon Valley. This I didn't even know about. Tyson, now you have unfortunately passed the threshold of being a Blood Boy, but do you feel like that you are still youthful enough that maybe some really old person who could still have value for you as a Blood Boy or Blood Man at this point?
I was wondering if you were youthful, could you lie? So like if Danny was like, I'm actually 26, could somebody who's 36 be taking his plasma being like, oh, thank God, finally I get this youthful plasma in me, when actually Danny is even older than 36. Jokes on him. That guy is going to die soon.
Yes.
But I
go ahead, Tyson.
You go ahead, Danny.
Well, I would much rather be a Blood Boy than a Rent Boy.
What's a Rent Boy?
A Rent Boy who is someone who earns his keep or his shelter by performing various acts.
Yes.
Sexual acts. So
to pay his own rent?
No. He secures shelter
okay.
by doing unspeakable acts on lonely men. I think I'd rather be a Blood Boy if mm-hmm. those are my two options.
Yeah.
So it's not
but
a bad thing.
What if you were the recipient of said acts? What if you were a landlord?
I still would rather be the recipient of the young person's blood.
Yes. I mean, do you think that we will see a merging of the two, Danny, that will these big executives? And again, let's not use Mr. Thiel by name, because I believe that he has been litigious.
Millions of dollars and yes. teams of lawyers.
Yes. So
okay, first of all, this whole procedure reminds me of that scene from The Dark Crystal. You know, when they strap the Gelfling into the chair and then they open up the crystal and it starts sucking the essence from him. So I kind of picture like an old guy sitting in a chair and next to him is the young guy. And the young guy's all shriveling like a prune.
Mm-hmm.
And the old guy's like, you know, like he's gaining in strength.
That's
kind of what I imagine.
One time I saw a Tales from the Crypt episode like this, where there was an old guy and a young guy, and the young guy wanted to be with this woman, but he had no money, and the old guy wanted him to... Basically, like, the old guy and young guy switch, and then at the end, the old guy ended up with the woman that the guy was trying to get with. And he ended up being the old guy then by the end. He ended up like with the old guy, like switching bodies with him and then also taking the woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
So would you switch? So if it could be.
Oh, wait, you know what? No, I think I have it backwards. I think the there was the old guy wanted this woman and he needed to switch bodies with the young guy. But then he did switch bodies with the young guy. But then
sexy.
Yes, but to be young and sexy. But then the girl went with the other guy who was in the old guy's body because he had all the money now.
Oh, money. I was going to say because love is blind.
No,
but then I heard
no, that the girl went. She went with all the money. That was what the Crypt Keeper.
Dollar bills, y'all.
He thought that whole thing was hilarious.
Yeah, I think. Would you do this, Rob?
Laughed from really.
He was like, ha 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 ha.
Rob, to gain 10 stupid years guy. Of youthfulness,
yes.
Would you sit down and absorb a younger man's blood?
I mean, I wouldn't be against it, but yeah. I think that the price tag is hefty, $8,000 per transfusion. And I'm not sure how often you need to have these transfusions done. I don't think it's like a one-time transplant. Well, that's the other question.
So I read that what it does, and I read this article a couple of months ago, is that the youthful blood reawakens proteins in the older guy that have long since been dormant. So it reawakens like a youthful protein, whatever that means. So I think there is maybe just a little bit of scientific proof that it works, but it could end up being something like salt, right? Remember how salt was bad and salt was good? It could just be one of those things that there's not quite enough hard evidence, but there are signs that it could work.
Okay. Now, have any of these guys like done any sort of videos for proof? Like, are we seeing any of these executives like dunking a basketball or anything? I mean,
it's that big strong guy with white hair in all the in-flight magazines when he's like the whatever supplements he used to have where he would flex his muscles and he looked like a 18-year-old kid with like a 75-year-old face.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. Are you talking about that recent guy who made himself look older, like 70 years old? He dyed all of his beard and hair white, but he's really like a 30-year-old.
Why?
And he did it.
I don't know.
Four followers on Instagram because he looks like he really does look like a 65, 70-year-old bro.
Oh, Mr. Steal Your Grandma? Was that him?
No. This is a young guy who made himself look old so he could attract more attention on Instagram.
Yeah. So he's getting old blood transfused into him.
Yeah. Well, he could be their spokesperson, right? I mean, he's not old, but he might be able to trick
look
some people.
Look at my
six
pack.
Look, I just sucked up a ton of young blood. And look at how swole I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks great.
It's a good idea.
So does it hurt the younger person at all to give up the plasma? Does your body create more and more plasma? Is it like the same as donating blood?
I mean, yeah. I think plasma is like kind of like the heart and essence of your soul. Mm-hmm. So every time you give up a little bit of plasma, you are definitely giving up a little bit of your soul.
Just
and
a little bit.
Is this any stranger than the blood? They have blood masks that people put on for cosmetic purposes where I don't know if it's their own blood, but they put it on like a face mask to make their skin look more youthful.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's a true
thing. So like Rambo after he murders like 8,000 bad dudes just plasters his face in blood and then he gets all youthful on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like, well, why I've got this guy's guts opened up. I might as well moisturize facial. With human blood.
Yeah.
Facial.
No. Danny, would you ever consider doing something like this?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not against anything. If
sucking
it'll make
the life force out of a millennial.
Yeah. First of all, if I'm sucking blood from a millennial, that's fine. I'll do that. I'm all for that. I'm also for anything that makes me feel like I'm younger than I really am.
Mm-hmm. Why do you feel old, Danny?
No, but I can only imagine at like 60, you know, I'll really be wishing I could dunk that basketball. And it sounds like this is the way to go.
Yeah.
Although in my 20s, I couldn't even really get the net.
No.
So
you guys are, I'm sure, very aware of this from being involved with cycling. But what is the difference between this and blood doping?
Blood doping. Want me to tell you what blood doping is?
I'm not implying that you ever were a blood doper, Tyson.
I always told Tyson to blood dope. I'm like, Tyson, you need to blood dope.
I wish I would have. But I can tell you, I can explain blood doping.
Yeah,
for
what
you.
Is the difference between that? Is that your own blood doping?
That's your own blood. So what you do is you get in really great shape, build up a good healthy blood supply, pull a liter of it out, and then put it in the freezer. A month later, when you have a big race, put some of that blood back in. Now you have more blood cells to deliver oxygen to your muscles, et cetera. And you feel way better, supposedly.
So the blood doping
is different because this is plasma. This is somebody else's plasma.
Right. So blood doping is your own blood, and then you just have extra blood. Blood doping is? Yeah, I mean, this does seem like the logical step of like, well, why not get somebody who's even in better shape and then get their blood into you?
Yeah, well, I think maybe some of the reason that the procedure is so costly is that you have to find probably a matching donor.
Yeah,
like you can't just go out willy-nilly and be like, bite the neck of any millennial assuming to get more youthful. You have to make sure, as a vampire, this has to be very tricky to make sure it's the proper blood type, because if it's not the matching blood type with you, that could go really wrong.
You can't just show up at Starbucks with one of those things that draws blood and you fill up that bag and just say, hey, is anybody interested in making $50, and then go in the bathroom and get yourself some millennial blood.
Yeah. Okay, so it has to be the right blood type as well.
Yes.
Okay, all right, well, let's keep an eye on this and see if this becomes a bigger and bigger craze. Does it reverse your appearance, or does it feel just that you are more youthful?
I don't know, but I think Danny and I are going to start hearing about it here soon, because usually when these trends take off, first people to grab onto them are Mormon moms.
Why? Because they have a lot of money and time to think about this.
Yeah, and they want to regain their youthfulness that they've sacrificed to 5 children.
Yeah, any means necessary.
Right, right. It's interesting to know if it is actually a beauty treatment or if it's just that I need to feel virile. I'm not sure if it necessarily reverses the aging process.
I think they feel more alive. I mean, which you would if you would just suck the blood from a millennial. You would feel so alive.
Out of a young, robust man.
Could be a huge placebo effect here from these blood boys.
Yeah, could be.
Okay. All right.
Where does this plasma go? Does it go straight to the dick?
That I don't know. There's no word in the article about male enhancement happening by the parabiosis. That's something different, okay. I think. Yes.
I feel like that is one of the unspoken benefits that would be a sales tax.
Well, at $8,000, it would be a steal, well worth it. Okay. Let's talk about another story, which I think does tie into a similar theme of people paying exorbitant amounts of money for something to certainly at least enhance their ego. That there, we have long talked, Tyson, about how to get verified on Instagram. There was a point, believe it or not, where none of us were even verified on Twitter, and we long talked about that. But Instagram has always been the most elusive social media channel to verify. But a story from Mashable this week talks about the black market business of people paying money under the table to get verified on Instagram. And surprisingly, that you could almost get 2 sessions of parabiosis, of getting plasma injected into you by a young virile millennial, for what it might cost to get verified on Instagram on the black market.
That's crazy, dude. I bet I can get verified on Instagram for free.
For free. Well, yeah, that
Tyson
would be the way to do
Army.
It.
Unite.
Right. Danny, could potentially people start taking the energy and the social media juice of these millennials and have that injected into their Instagram profiles?
You know, there's a very real juice that comes from being verified or getting a lot of followers. That's digital juice. And you can inject that right through your eyeballs. But Rob, you made a really good point. I wonder if blood will become a future currency, right?
Yes.
Like the young will be trading blood. It'll be not like a cryptocurrency, but, you know, like a blood currency.
Well, would you have to get verified
that it's blood?
Yeah, you could get verified. Like on Instagram, there'd be verified blood boys, and it's like they're certified pure.
Hashtag blood boy, hashtag pure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so
they're virgins. They our Unix so that Unix? You know that they can't get STDs. Yeah, we don't want them getting STDs or anything.
Yeah.
Unix. Yeah. Future Blood Boy Unix.
We have unsullied Blood Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Right.
We need unsullied verified Blood Boys roaming the earth with nothing but a blood bag coming out of their arm. You can hook up to them for 10, like $100 for 10 minutes and it's the win situation.
$100 for 10 minutes.
No, that doesn't sound like that's enough.
What are they, rent boys?
Yeah, I envision that more likely what's going to happen is that young millennials or their children will be going in. They'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't pay rent this month. And the guy will kind of like motion to a chair. He'll be like, well, you can pay in blood. Then he'll just sit down and give blood. That's how I'll pay his rent.
Yeah.
It's a new age rent boy with blood.
Wow. So all these people, you know, we talk about how when the robot revolution is coming and, oh, what are we going to do with the workforce? Oh, do we need to just have universal pay for people? Well, no, I think that you're always going to be able to sell your plasma to the old people. So they are going to have all the money unless the robots need the plasma.
Let's hope not.
No, the robots will be trying to keep the humans from getting the plasma. So it'll be a whole underground plasma.
Right. They're not going to want us to be that virile.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, back to Instagram in terms of getting verified on the black market. The story says that it could be up to $15,000 in order to get verified on Instagram. Now, I don't know how necessarily that is determined if the person who's the decision maker says, okay, well, you know, Tyson, you're close enough to being verified. Just give me $500 and we'll call it even. Or if it's like, no, Rob, you're such a loser, it's going to be $15,000 for you. Is there a sliding scale?
Well, basically from the article, what I understood was that there's the middleman.
Yes.
Who could be a friend of yours or something.
The bag
who
knows man.
Someone who works at Facebook or Instagram. And they say, okay, give me this and I'll talk to my friend and they'll put you in submission to get verified. And they submit the request, but it doesn't always mean that it goes through. So I don't know at what point the money's transferred, if it's after the check mark comes up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So
or you get half then and half later, or it's a whole thing. You know, I think Heisenberg, when he got out of the meth game, switched over to the verified Instagram game.
So, Tyson, are you saying, so let's say Danny is the middleman who happens to know a person who's in a position of authority at Facebook, and I give Danny 10K. Hey, and Danny says, look, all right, that just so you know, this money is not a guarantee that you will be verified. This money is that I will put your application on the desk of this person. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, but there is a no rain check policy. Incorrect.
No.
Okay.
Danny will call the guy at Facebook.
Okay.
Who will then do that for you.
Who will quote me the amount of money.
No, Danny will call the guy at Facebook and say, hey, I have a friend. He wants to get verified. Can you put in a request for him? So then that's when the request goes through. So Danny is the middleman. He does not work at Facebook.
How much am I paying for that at that point?
You're paying Danny. The guy at Facebook may take a cut of it, or he may do it for free based on his relationship with Danny. So Danny will try to maximize his profits by sharing as little with the Facebook representative.
Right. But now, is there any guarantee? Like, do I have to pay if Danny did not get me verified?
I don't know. That's maybe unclear. I would say if I were running the middleman. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Because I'm taking a risk.
That's a good
I get fired or lose a friend who's very influential. But the point is, I don't get this, because if you pay that much money to get verified and people look you up and you only have like 5,000 followers, but you're verified, I would look at that and say,
if you're putting 15,000 into getting verified, you've already put 600 grand into
buying
followers.
You were like a hair width away from being kicked off of Instagram at that point, because everything about you is phony.
Yeah, I think that's most people on Instagram.
That's really hard to tell.
That I think that's they don't let you on Instagram. That's like a condition to get in the door. You have to be phony. Tyson, is it worth it $15,000 to be verified on Instagram?
Nope.
Bad deal?
No deal.
How much blood you could buy for that? I mean, think of all the other things. Cryptocurrency you could invest in with that kind of money.
I would pay under $50 to get verified on Instagram. Maybe 20-ish is feeling good. Like if a 50, I would start feeling bad about
that. That's interesting, Tyson, because I know a guy. You give me $25 now, I'll put in a good word.
I'll give you 15 now and 10 later.
Okay.
Deal.
Tyson, do you think who will be the first reality TV star to start a GoFundMe to get Instagram verified on the black market?
Who has the least amount of shame?
Oh, wow. That's a pretty tough contest.
Don't answer that. So that's what it costs to get verified on Instagram. If we happen to see anybody, it'll be interesting. Like if there's any like reality TV show winners who happen to then they get verified on Instagram, we'll know what happened.
There are some reality TV people on there that got verified
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Who?
All the new wave survivors have been getting verified
on Instagram. Is that right? I know on Twitter, but we'll have to look
on Instagram as well.
Okay. Well, we'll have to take a look at that to see if what the connection is there for those people. Before we get to our next story, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsors over at TrueCar, because in order to feel comfortable you're getting a fair price when you're buying a new or used car, you need pricing context, information that empowers you to feel confident. Danny, you don't want to get ripped off like these people that are trying to get verified on Instagram on the black market.
I always feel like I'm getting ripped off.
Yes. Always. Well, not with TrueCar, because the TrueCar, you get to see what other people in your local market paid for the car that you want. And from there, you can connect with a local certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Using TrueCar, you'll easily find the car that you want. I mean, you'll end up feeling better than these people getting the parabiosis. If you want a real jolt to the system, try getting a newer used car with TrueCar, because once you register, you'll see the real pricing on the actual inventory. Competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual factual vehicle on their lot. It's pricing you'll see before you go to the dealership, and you can feel confident before you show up. And with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing to enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience. TrueCar customers are also more likely to enjoy a faster buying process too when they connect with the TrueCar certified dealers. And TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. All right. Well, let's talk about a story which involves another one of our favorite topics, aliens and their constant visits to our planet. And there is a group which is a UFO watchdog group. They're called the Mutual UFO Network.
I love this story.
And they are noticing some strange objects around Morfa Diffyn, which is a beach in Wales famous for its naturist area. Tyson, the UFOs seem to be hovering over a nude beach.
Yep, they're drones owned by perverts. Very simple solution.
We have some reports of unidentified flying objects hovering over this naturist area.
Only over naked ladies. Why are these drones only hovering over naked ladies?
I've been to a handful of nude beaches on accident.
Whoa.
Let me state that first of all. And
let me also counter that in advance. You're going to say that not all of them are hot. Most of them are not.
Yes.
Perverts don't care.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Why go through all the work of buying a drone, learning how to fly it, crashing it the first day, setting it in to get repaired, getting it back, then flying it over the beach, getting some really crappy footage, when you could just get on the internet and do all that for free?
Why don't you tell us, Danny?
Danny, I think it's the thrill of the chase, no?
Yeah, I guess. The other problem is this nude beach is in Wales. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was going to be naked anywhere, it wouldn't be Wales because of the cold temperatures, right? I think that these people are very brave, these nudists. And they're probably, if they're okay with being naked in Wales, they obviously have no problem with UFOs or drones filming them. They are probably the most confident people on the planet Earth.
Okay. Well, the UFO watchdog group is very convinced that these unidentified flying objects are not human in nature, that there were reports about people walking their dog on the beach and photos of orb-like objects, Danny. That doesn't sound like a drone to me.
No, does not.
Yes.
Sounds like it could be easily manufactured from a drone.
Yes.
As someone who has tried to alter my drone in several ways, I'm telling you, it's not that easy to make it an orb.
Yeah. Also, another report said that there were
Danny,
five.
It sounds like you're this guy. Trust me, it is not easy to make a drone.
You know, the one thing I have, I have a ironclad alibi. I have not been to Wales.
Okay.
But have your drones?
It only has a four mile range. It is hard to modify a drone into an orb and then fly over 4 miles away from me. Yeah.
Danny,
believe
really hard.
Does your drone have five or six glowing rings that slowly move in a circle?
No. See, here's another thing. You can't just put glowing rings on your drone.
Why not?
Definitely aliens who are just, it's now they don't have to probe. They could do all their scanning without any need for probing.
Yeah. Tyson, is it possible that there are pervy aliens that have sent pervy alien drones to look at the nude beach?
That's possible. It's like in a punishment for the aliens. They're like, for being a sex offender on the alien planet, you have to go and monitor a nudist beach in Wales.
Well, why would they punish a sex offender in that way? Wouldn't they like that?
Well, you're assuming.
No. Isn't it possible that there are pervy alien tourists?
Well, I think you missed Danny's comment that Wells, the key location is Wells. Yeah. When you think of Victoria's Secret models, do you think Wells? Chris Helmsworth not from Wells.
No whale shaming, Tyson.
Wells is great. We're not bagging on Wells. The Welsh are great people.
We're just saying.
I've met several. Yeah. We're just saying that as nude beaches go, that's some
not
rough
good.
Nude beach. Yeah, tough place to be a nude beach person.
Okay. All right. Well, as we're talking about travel destinations, there was a story this week about a new travel item that is available, that there is a London online retailer that is creating stretchable cases that can fit over your luggage. And what they are able to do is airbrush a giant picture of your face over this stretchable case that fits over your suitcase. So you can travel with an oversized airbrushed version of your face on your bag. Tyson, are you in or out?
I like it. Because every time that I go to retrieve my luggage, I'm like, I bought my luggage at Costco. How many people here are going to have that same Costco luggage? And it's surprisingly not that many, because maybe all of those guys thought that before they bought their luggage at Costco and went somewhere else. But I do, there are parts of it I like. The part of it I don't like is I'm assuming that it stretches over so it hides the zipper and stuff. So security probably has to remove that if they want to check your bag. I saw a lady once at ticketing, and they were wrapping their entire bags in saran wrap for an international flight.
Yes.
And then they went up to check their bags, and their bags were too heavy, so they had to remove and wrap out like 2 pounds. So great.
Yeah.
I think that this is a great idea, but if you're a baggage handler and they already have a really bad reputation for like smashing your bags, I mean, wouldn't you take these things off and hang them on the wall? They would be like a trophy prize for the baggage handlers.
Yeah.
So you'd go into like their break room, and their wall would just be covered with faces.
Well, the picture that's being really highlighted is a guy making a very mean, angry face, like, you're almost taunting the baggage handlers to mess with your stuff at that point.
Yeah, that is that's a great picture. I like that.
Yeah.
Although the picture of the person holding it.
Yes.
Right, look at that handle picture. That looks wrong.
Does not appear to match the face. Right.
No, look at that close up of the hand. That is a very disturbing picture.
Yeah. Why do you feel this is like her, this woman's captor?
No, if you look at the picture on this Mashable article, Tyson, what does that look like to you? What jumps into your head when you see that picture of the person holding just the handle, that close up?
Oh, you're talking about the photo of the handle sticking out.
Yes. Yes.
Almost like, yes. And the way the hairline goes, it's almost a still photo from a nature documentary where something is emerging from a birth canal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It looks like the birth of a handle.
Yes, the handle is being birthed from a suitcase.
Yes. I'm just saying it could be disturbing with the handles and the slots in the wrong place. It might have been better if he had put his mouth right there where the handle is.
Right. Not sure exactly how it would work in terms of like the face, but yeah, that would be ideal. It could be sort of like pulling the handle from his open agape mouth.
These are going to become big trophy items for the baggage handlers. I'm sure of it, because there's no way for you to find out who took it unless you've got some tracking device on it. They could say that they just popped off, which they probably will from time to time. What's going to stop you from stripping these off of a suitcase?
Just to add here, if you want to take a look at this, if you're listening to the podcast, you can go to firebox.com. That is the website. They are surprisingly affordable. The biggest one is only $39. The smallest is $26. I'm not sure if there is a fee to personalize. That being said, they advertise this. The biggest advantage of using one of these is that you will never take the wrong suitcase, Danny.
That's worth $26, I'm sure.
One with a different picture on it.
Yes. Now, could you put any picture, or has to be a head?
Well, you want to make it specific to you.
I would put a picture of garbage.
Yes. nothing good in here.
Yeah, all garbage. This is a wasteland.
All garbage inside. And then nobody will ever mess with your luggage. I think that's a good idea. Okay. Well, we'll see. For the next guy's trip, we should all do this, but we should get each other's faces on our luggage just to mess with everybody.
Okay.
That would be a good idea.
I'm in.
Okay.
Who gets my face?
Dibs.
Yeah, I'll take Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody will open that bag, Danny. You don't have to worry about that. All right. One Massachusetts library is putting their foot down and saying no longer will anybody be able to pay their library overdue fees with either Canadian money or Chuck E. Cheese tokens, which speaks to the point. Was there a point when you were able to pay your overdue library fees in Massachusetts with either Canadian money or Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
I know that some Canadian money has worked in vending machines when I was a kid here. So you get them and toss them in there. I think the Chuck E. Cheese tokens, now's the time to buy, Rob. If you need to get some Chuck E. Cheese coins and you're investing,
boy,
now at that they've hit an all-time low because you can't even pay library debts off with them.
Is that the ultimate cryptocurrency, Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
Well, it's not crypto, but maybe it will eventually make the transition.
Yes.
So I was saying that the Chuck E. Cheese tokens are worthless because with the animatronics gone, what's the point?
Nobody wants to be there.
Yeah. So I get if you had a washing machine in your building and you were putting Chuck E. Cheese tokens or Canadian coins and the washing machine would get tricked. But I believe that there was like probably a person working at the library, and it's not like you are paying your overdue library in some sort of like coin vending machine. What was the exchange rate for Chuck E. Cheese tokens to U.S. currency?
That's a good question. Also,
I think it's a quarter.
Is it a quarter? It doesn't look like a quarter.
Maybe it's just a dime. Maybe it's just a dime. Oh, yeah. You mean what does it mock enough that they can that they will be mistook?
Unless
for
there was
currency?
Somebody working at the library that just loved Chuck E. Cheese and was like, sure, I'll say, I'll give you a nickel for every token. And they were just making off like a bandit.
It sounds to me like the library was just at first they were just glad people were coming and using the library.
Yeah.
So they would take whatever currency they could. Because the real story here is that there was a library and people were going to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while,
I was shocked about that.
Yeah. Too. After a while, they realized that they were just getting trolled with these Chuck E. Cheese currency. And now they're like, okay, now we have to put an end to it. It was funny. We're glad you came. Yep. But this has to
stop. We're not a self-sustaining business model anymore. Yeah.
We're librarians. Our sense of humor only goes so far.
Tyson, does Chuck E. Cheese still use a coin-based system, or have they switched over to cards? Because at my local arcade, they have switched to...
Why are you asking me?
I thought you knew. You knew about the animatronic robots there.
Yeah, I went to Chuck E. Cheese last maybe like 5 years ago, and I honestly don't remember if they used coins or what.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that will be interesting to see exactly if Chuck E. Cheese themselves will no longer be accepting Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Yeah.
Should we all go to Chuck E. Cheese individually just to scope it out and see if they use coins still?
Why would
maybe now would, is the time to get in on the coins? I'm
would
saying.
Just one of our accounts not be valid, or you want to just sort of make sure that we have three sets of eyes on this?
I want to make sure we have three sets of eyes in three separate locations. Danny, I call the Chuck E. Cheese in Orem as my drop by. You have to go to Salt Lake.
Only fair. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully our listeners can also report back and also let us know if their local libraries are still accepting the Chuck E. Cheese currency, or if they are adopting the Chuck E. Cheese currency ban currently going on in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to live on the border in Massachusetts, because you can cross state lines to use Chuck E. Cheese tokens if you need to.
I think that makes it a federal matter.
Is it the a federal FBI matter? If you cross state lines. Yeah. So sticking in New England, there was a story this week where a Maine lobsterman, Alex Todd, made a gruesome discovery when he caught a ghost lobster, Danny.
First thought, this looks like something from Starbucks.
A ghost lobster at Starbucks?
No, look at the lobster. It looks like some crazy unicorn.
Like a mermaid frappuccino?
Yeah, a mermaid frappuccino or whatever the hell it's called. I mean, that looks mythical. Like, that might grant you three wishes.
Yeah, if you Google the ghost lobster, you can see that it's almost translucent. Tyson has a picture of it there. Tyson, do we believe that there is anything supernatural going on here with the mythical ghost lobster?
No, I think it's just a little bit discoloration. Aren't lobsters generally like bluish anyways?
Yes. Now, Danny, you ate a ghost pepper recently. Mm-hmm. Is there any connection between the ghost lobster and the ghost pepper?
Well, cosmically, yes, they're all connected. But I think that it might be worth our effort to start a religion around the ghost lobster, the great ghost lobster, because it just looks, as you pointed out, supernatural. And when you have something that looks supernatural, it's always good to build a religion around that. Yes. So,
Tyson, Stephen Wolf says that, no, it's just the empty shell of a lobster. Are you buying that theory?
Like it could be. It looks like it's have its eyes and stuff, but I know that a shelled lobster, it looks like it's alive in this picture, but maybe it is just the exoskeleton that's kind of bleached and wasted away a little bit to this color. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, according to the article, that it does sound like it was alive, and it had a notched tail, which marked it as an egg-bearing female. So it did seem as though this lobster was indeed alive. Danny, should this have been thrown back immediately because it was the result of some sort of nuclear waste in our waterways?
Yeah. The first Fukushima lobster on the East Coast.
Well, they've made it that far?
If that's the case, if it is radioactive, what you want to do is consume it as quickly as possible in the hopes that you can gain some kind of superpower.
Right. Tyson, what would be more advantageous?
Because you don't want to bake out the superpowers.
So should you eat a ghost lobster or get a session of parabiosis? Which will make you more virile?
Maybe a parabiosis from the lobster itself.
That's great. Does
the ghost lobster have plasma?
Doesn't matter, Rob. Just get its fluids inside you as quickly as possible.
That's my motto.
Suck all drain its fluids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get those fluids inside me as fast as possible. If I had a Chuck E. Cheese token for every time I said that, Danny, I could be paying all the library fines in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
As per a week ago. All right. And then one other story tell me, do your kids watch the Peppa Pig television show?
Yes.
Did Bergen have a Peppa Pig figurine when we were in Utah, Tyson, or am I making that up?
No, those are her favorite toys, are the Peppa Pig ones.
Well, let me tell you that Australian TV has pulled a controversial episode of Peppa Pig off the airwaves for a second time. I'm not sure how it got back on, but the Peppa Pig episode called Mr. Skinny Legs, written by Allison Snowden, and spoiler alert for anybody who has not reached this point in Peppa Pig, a spider comes to visit the house, and Peppa Pig is fearful, but Daddy Pig reassures Peppa and also George that there's no need to be afraid, Peppa. Spiders are very, very small and they can't hurt you. Yet, as we have documented many a times, that Australia has several species of extremely poisonous spiders, and their bites can be deadly without anti-venom treatment. Tyson, you've recently had an encounter with a nasty spider. Do you applaud Australian television for taking this episode of Peppa Pig off the air?
I think that is purely geographic based, but that is correct. Because if you're teaching kids that spiders aren't scary, maybe you need to point out that in some places they are. Or I guess what people who are watching the show in England, where there are no dangerous spiders, maybe they just are always going to stay there and never have to deal with the outside world.
No,
but I got bit on the face by a spider. It was because I watched the Peppa Pig episode not a day earlier and thought, oh, spiders are nice.
And there was recently this past week a story about a woman who was bitten by a spider while sitting on the toilet.
Yes.
And she's had operations. I don't know what those operations entail. And then there was the guy who got bitten on his not manhood, but his baby makers.
Wang.
Was it his Wang, Mr. Wang, when he got bit twice, right? Wasn't it twice?
Right. He's, in a porta potty, I believe that was the story. Right.
So, I mean, if Peppa the Pig had aired where Daddy Pig mm-hmm. had been bitten on the toilet, I think Australia would have been okay with that episode.
Right. So very problematic telling kids to pick up the spiders. In the clip, I believe that Daddy Pig is actually holding the spider by the web as Peppa Pig laughs. Daddy Pig, not often the oracle of sound advice either.
No, he's a fun guy, but like you said, not the wisest person on the show.
Yes.
This would be like when they aired the Peppa Pig episode in Hawaii that said snakes are fictional.
Wow.
Did they really do that?
No, I made that up.
Okay, made that up.
But
okay.
That would be akin to this because there's no snakes in Hawaii, then they don't exist.
Mm-hmm. I showed my 2-year-old a video of a kid in Australia who was letting 5 huntsman spiders crawl around his head.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting. And for the next 2 or 3 days, she wanted to see that video all the time, right? And now I realized that much like this Peppa Pig, I felt like I was giving her the wrong impression. like this kid has these huntsman spiders crawling around his face and head. And I really would rather instill some fear, like question what it is before you pick it up, than have her pick up whatever spider she sees next and put it on her head.
Right.
Well, can't you just teach her that there's two dangerous spiders in Utah and everything else is not that harmful?
I don't know. She's not that advanced, Tyson. She likes Peppa the pig.
Yeah.
Which also
Bergen likes to touch spiders.
I'd also like to say something about Peppa the pig. There was an article recently that said that a lot of people, these people were making episodes of Peppa the pig that were looked just like a Peppa the pig episode, but they had violent encounters and stabbings and murders and suicides, but they look identical, right? And they were warning parents to be careful because these videos are showing up on YouTube Kids. They pass all the censorship. But then in like the middle of the Peppa the Pig, George is getting stabbed.
Peppa, you know, why are you stabbing George?
Peppa the Pig.
I don't know. Yeah. I have a friend who is not letting his kids watch Peppa Pig anymore because of the constant humiliation that goes on of Daddy Pig. He feels like it's setting a bad example.
I get that. So
is that you, Rob?
No. A different friend of mine. I have not set those ground rules in place yet.
You better not let him watch Simpsons then.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Or Family Guy.
Yeah. Or Family Guy.
So everybody be on the lookout for these bootleg Peppa Pig episodes or Peppa the Pig, the as Danny says. Yes.
Yeah. Watch out for spiders and the bootleg or knockoff Peppa
Pig. What's more dangerous, Danny?
Well, I think that if you're talking about the episode with the spider, I think the episode with the spider is more, well, I don't know. George getting stabbed by one of Peppa's friends could be very dark and disturbing to a kid.
Yeah. And then how do they treat it on the bootleg? Is it like, do they treat it like realistic? Are they upset about that? Or is it just sort of like, Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner territory?
Yeah, I think that it's just... it's not so bad that you would be shocked from what I read, but it's bad enough where an adult looks at it and is like, whoa, like that's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not so much that your kid would go pick up a knife and stab someone in the leg.
Okay. Danny, what stories do you have waiting for us in your always interesting bolt hole?
I've got a story where everything that makes...
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
I'm not gonna turn around. That really calms
good
me down.
Song.
I have the ultimate news AF story, is what I was getting to.
Yes.
It combines fast food and Tyson and Rob's new favorite subject, cryptocurrency.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Take out your wallet.
Yep, I already know it.
All right, what do I got?
Burger King is launching the Whopper coin crypto cash in Russia.
Nice. Russia is a hotbed for cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's a ICO.
Yeah, so I think that Burger King has been listening to us. This is like them just upping the ante.
I felt this story sounds familiar. I felt, didn't KFC also come out with their own cryptocurrency that we mocked?
Was that in China, I think?
I'm not sure where.
Coin?
This is a Burger King cryptocurrency. Okay.
The Burger King, who we always talk about,
yes,
the king, their cryptocurrency. But here's the thing. It's kind of a lot more like a Chuck E. Cheese token. It sounds like an actual currency.
Yes. Can you pay library fines with this?
That's the ultimate test of the cryptocurrency. Once you can do that, you can claim that it is actually cash.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Customers will be able to claim one coin for every ruble they spend on the Whopper sandwich.
Okay.
And Russians will be able to buy a Whopper with the virtual cash once they have amassed 1,700 Whopper coins, which sounds like a terrible exchange rate.
Tyson, this sounds more like Marlboro Miles than cryptocurrency to me.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, man.
Marlboro needs to get back in the cryptocurrency game. That, I mean, if Marlboro comes out with, because it's
if
like,
we're going to get some dope leather jackets with Marlboro patches on them.
Right. Then, right.
Oh, that's what I want so bad.
I mean, don't you think
anybody have a Marlboro leather jacket that I can have or purchase from them?
Because smoking is already sort of like on the outs, where it's sort of like against the grain. And cryptocurrency is a little bit like that, too, where it's sort of like, you know, outside of the mainstream of the financial sector, where I think that smoking could sort of like there could be some overlap there.
Yeah, a lot of overlap.
Ivan Shestov, head of external communications at Burger King Russia, said that the scheme turned the Whopper into an investment vehicle.
Oh.
So take out your 401ks, dissolve those, and put them all into the Whopper? Is that what he's suggesting here? I wonder.
401bks now.
I already took out my 401k that I never had one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually don't know how they work, but I have heard about them a lot. So whatever they are, dissolve those, get all that money. And, it, you know, according to Ivan, throw those into the greatest investment vehicle of the 21st century, the Whopper.
Right. Now, it does seem like that the Whopper coin is pretty close to worthless. At one Whopper is equivalent to 1,700 Whopper coins. I don't know how much the sandwich might go for in Russia, but I feel like that. Like being generous, is that like converting to $6 for 1,700 Whopper coins?
I think that converts to 1 liter of blood.
Yes.
Or, probably $10 to $15 for a Western hamburger.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I should be able to get the blood for cheaper if people are eating that many Whoppers also.
It'd be nice if you could buy blood with the Whopper coin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Okay,
because you're going to need those. You're going to need that blood after eating this many Whoppers.
All right. Tyson, what's the word on the Russian crypto coin? Is that better than any other place?
The Russian crypto coin, which yes, Russian crypto coin?
The ones coming out of Russia. Is it like, is it almost like wines where it's like, okay. Oh, the those.
Based.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These are the most bestest coins.
Yes.
No, I think the ones that have the most application to them that drives them to be worth something are the ones that are going to be worth the most.
Okay. All right. We'll keep an eye out for that.
Guys, just keep your eye. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I know you guys love cryptocurrency. I know that, you know, the king is big here. So this is just me giving you an invitation.
Okay.
To whopperize your investments.
All right. Well, I'll email Jonas and see what he thinks.
He's in.
Okay. Dan, anything else in the bolt hole?
No, the bolt hole, that's it.
That's it.
It's all dried up.
All dried up. Okay. Wow. So hopefully it is still in okay condition after the scorpion pepper from Salt Lake City. All right. Tyson, did we get any reviews over the course of our 2 weeks since we did a regular episode of News AF? Of course, you could leave us a review on iTunes when you go to newsaf.news.
Yes, we probably did.
Yes.
Opening now. My internet's moving very slowly.
No problem. We also have our Group AF Facebook group where we are taking news stories all week long.
I'm still waiting.
Again, I would encourage our Group AF members to not share anything that is overly graphic or particularly gross. We do not need to see the thumbnail preview of that in our news feed. I would like to remind our listeners, because the very simply what you could do is type out what the story is about and then say link in comments, and then you could just post the link, and then we don't need to get anything that is especially, you know, suggestive or not appropriate for work. Okay.
A lot of thumbnail images I will never be able to forget.
Right. Like the story of the 30-year-old guy that was making out with the 91-year-old lady, just as a good one. Yeah.
You're not going to be able to scrub that from your mind.
Yeah, that was a while back. That was a while back. But no, we do get so many stories posted in the Group AF group.
It's great.
Appreciate it.
It's the only place for news.
Appreciate that. But yes, and just make sure real news only. Don't get like fooled by an onion store either. Okay. All right. Tyson, do you have a review?
Dude, my iTunes is moving so dang
No problem. Steven also adds us less stories about deaths too. That's a good note
because
you know, this is a fun show, and yes, sometimes there's a lot of weird news that results in a person being dead, and I do try to avoid those stories where it's like, ha ha ha, this guy had a crazy alibi for killing his wife. Now that story to me, if the punchline results in there's still a dead person. That, you know, and look, I'm not going to say we've never done a story where a person died in the story. I'm not going to say that that doesn't happen. But if the story is this one person was so stupid, they ended up dying because of their own stupidity in a case of clear evolution winning out, I'm okay with that story. But when another person's very stupid or reckless behavior results in the death of an innocent person, I'm not so okay with that story, just to lay out some ground rules.
I like to be reminded of my mortality. I live next to a cemetery, and every time I drive by, it looks like they're burying somebody. Yeah, and so I already have story checks out. Yeah, that I will die. So let's keep those stories out of there.
Right. What do you think of the hashtag 401BK?
Wow.
Ooh, I like it.
Who came up with that?
Well, do you have a different suggestion, Danny?
No, yeah, I think that's great.
Okay,
Rob, good. You came up with that?
We did earlier in the show, yes. Or hashtag rent boy, Danny.
No. Don't do that. 401BK sounds
401BK, great. The ultimate investment opportunity of a lifetime. I think that iTunes request actually did knock Tyson off of the internet, so very sad to say. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. I'm not going to be around on Tuesday next week, so hopefully we can get together on Wednesday if that works for the guys. We'll talk about that offline and let you guys know what's going on the next edition of News AF. Danny, anything else you want to add?
No, but is it my job to say we did it?
We did it, guys.
We did it.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.